Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I'm your host, Paul Marks. We have a great show with a wonderful guest who is extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of home safe home, how millennial preferences are redefining multifamily living. Joining me today is an expert on our topic, Robert Galdon, Director of Multifamily Channel Strategy for Allegion U.S. Welcome, Robert.
Hi, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Full disclosure to our audience, we're still in the middle of the pandemic, and both Robert and I are calling in remotely to the radio station. So we want to make sure, and hopefully you can hear exactly what we're saying clearly and loudly. You know, Robert, in prepping for the show, your team forwarded over to me a recent survey that was done about millennials and what they're looking for in multifamily living, and that security was a top priority. Why don't you kind of expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, we were really interested in understanding, you know, the next generation of renters and what that looks like. And so we commissioned a survey to really go out there and try to understand what's top of mind for millennials. Obviously, you know, they're known as a tech-savvy generation, so we wanted to understand what does that look like. And then in the broad spectrum of that, how is that impacting the landscape for multifamily? And then where does security fall in that spectrum? And then obviously, where does security and technology merge to really drive an experience? And so that's really the basis of what we were looking for in the survey. And I think some of the results were pretty interesting. Still shows a lot of adoption that can happen out there for multifamily as far as property managers moving through mechanical to electronic adoption. And then I think beyond that, there are a lot of benefits that we can cater to as an industry, this next subset of renters that are moving into the space.
And, you know, I've always felt that with any new ideas that involve technology or you know, the type of things that have to have somewhat more extensive renovations is just replacing something with a new model, that it's tougher on the existing properties than it is, obviously, when you're building it into a new development. And are you seeing that there's a lot of interest out there from properties that have existing buildings already on the ground?
Yeah, I think the landscape for, you know, what we talk about from a new construction perspective versus an aftermarket, you know, retrofit renovation perspective, the appetite for technology consumption, along with what does that mean from a security perspective. And, you know, for the most part, we're looking at it from a smart lock and perimeter security application, smart lock on the resident door, perimeter security around the building and the common areas. But yes, there are a lot more challenges in the aftermarket than new construction, right? In new construction, you're afforded the ability to design in what you're looking for, you know, whether you're going to hardwire your systems, whether you're going to use wireless technologies, and you have the, you know, the blank slate to be able to really dictate where you want your devices and how you're going to want that system to work. In the aftermarket, or when you do the retrofit, obviously you have to work with the core and the shell of the building that you already have. And this is where we've seen a lot of advantages around wireless technologies, right? The ability to be able to, you know, drop in a node or a wireless communication device to talk to, whether you're talking about a smart lock or a thermostat or whatever it is, that's really afforded a lot more flexibility and has really made this a reality. And let's face it, the size of the aftermarket, the existing number of buildings that are already in play, is much, much bigger than the new construction side of the business. But the problems and the, you know, ability to use technology to attract residents, especially if it's that millennial tech-savvy resident, the ability to use technology and security to make people feel safe and secure in their buildings, or the ability to use that technology to run your building more efficiently and contribute to your NOI, is still just as attractive and still as relevant from a competitive perspective as well as from a business management perspective in the aftermarket. So it's really incumbent upon companies like ours, the manufacturing side or the software companies, and then the channel that helps install these things to come together and really make sure that the aftermarket has just as much advantage to take advantage of these technologies as the new construction side.
You know, and I would think that based on segments of the aftermarket market that's out there for companies to work with, that security would be even a greater issue on some of the properties because of the class of the property. You know, some of the newer developments obviously have things built in. Here you've got other properties where their workforce housing security is probably a greater issue because there's not as much available on the property.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things we found out of the survey is security is a fundamental need, right? People want to feel safe and secure in their place of home. And I think when we look at it from a technology perspective, especially when we start to talk about the things that we're interested in, which is, you know, resident security at their perimeter, as well as resident security at their actual apartment door. It's that transition, and what's really eye-opening is when you do talk about various classes, you know, the need for security is really important, but we're seeing obviously a lot more adoption of electronic security in high-end properties, Class A, Class B, and then a lot of mechanical products, and we manufacture a ton of mechanical products, so, you know, we do play in that market, but we're seeing that transition start to happen even in the workforce housing side, and the real idea then becomes around, okay, what do I need to do to transition from a key product, for example, a mechanical key, to maybe a smart credential or a fob, or even today, nowadays, with mobile credentials, various new security protocols that add additional security as well as kind of add to that safety feeling, right? So you pick up some of those efficiencies when you move from traditional mechanical to electronics, then obviously electronics to new and different credentials that are of higher security models, and then finally, you know, a holistic system that integrates together from an efficiency standpoint. But just that adoption from mechanical to electronics is an amazing first step, and that can go a long way to making your residents start to feel the security that you're putting in place.
And it's also an amenity that the property can promote for their marketing efforts as well. I wanted to ask you the question because you were talking about wireless technology and how that's playing a major role. One thing that I think we all could agree on is that it's ever changing out there. The technology, not only for the security devices, but just the technology of the way the wireless is delivered is changing. We had a guest on for an episode a couple of months ago. We were talking about the 5G technology that's going to be coming out and how that's going to affect the way wireless is being delivered, internet's being delivered into the property itself. Are you seeing that that's causing some ripples in the way that devices have to be designed in order to meet that change everybody says is imminent?
Yeah, it's definitely a point of both frustration and confusion as well as optimism and excitement, right? And so we've seen a number of wireless technologies out there. 5G obviously is one that's really associated with the number of IoT devices or number of smart devices you can place into a building. But we've heard things, you know, along the lines of, well, is it Wi-Fi? Is it Zigbee? Is it Z-Wave? There's LoRa technology, there's Bluetooth low energy or BLE technology. All of them have their advantages and disadvantages. I think it's incumbent upon each one of those manufacturers and the consortiums that they're starting to build, and as we build these ecosystems, to help educate the property managers and the owners and the developers on what the advantages of certain technologies are and why they're used in certain applications. So for example, on the locking side, you're starting to see more BLE devices, and that's because if you think about the name, name, Bluetooth Low Energy, you really save a lot of battery power by using that wireless communication protocol. And in a wireless lock, it's really important in multifamily that you're not changing batteries every 6 months. You really want to have that lock run for at least a year, maybe a year and a half, 2 years on normal cycle without having to go through a ton of batteries, right? So each wireless protocol has an advantage, but I think that's that point of frustration, right? Hey, do we need to install Wi-Fi in this building? Do we need to look at a Zigbee hub? Do we need our devices to be 5G ready? I think the industry is starting to associate all of these different technology questions, all of these wireless protocols, and starting to build in the ability to make sure that we have the ability to communicate across platforms, and we're doing a lot of back-end integrations to make it a lot easier for the property managers, the owners, and developers to consume this technology. So there may be an exact reason why one manufacturer versus another picks a certain technology, but I think all of it is in flux. I think it will continue to get smoother. I think there will be more education around how this will seamlessly work and integrate to your properties, but we are in a big transitionary period today.
All right, well, we are going to have to take a short break. We will be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of home safe home, how millennial preferences are redefining multifamily living. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me today is an expert on our topic, Robert Galdon, Director of Multifamily Channel Strategy at Allegion US. I'd like to remind our guests, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, you know, Robert, we're talking about the inventory of properties that are out there throughout the country. You know, what's the status with them now? Are they online, so to speak, or offline?
Well, if you take a look at the adoption of security in multifamily today, it's still dominated by an offline model. What I mean by that is most properties have some way of getting you into the building, around the perimeter, whether that ends up being, you know, an intercom system or a basic access control system. But when you move beyond that, the real investment of infrastructure is mechanical, and people are starting to adopt electronics at the resident door. So that's your smart lock model. And what we see today is most of that is still an offline model. And that helps kind of ease us into moving into that holistic security model, right? Do you have something for the perimeter? And then once someone gains access to the perimeter, do you have something on the resident door? That offline model is a great one for that first step, right? That allows you to be able to put that lock onto the door without having to put a backbone or additional infrastructure into the building like Wi-Fi or some of the other technologies that we talked about, Zigbee, things along those lines, Bluetooth gateways. The offline model really allows this industry, and it was really built for this industry, to take advantage of a property manager being able to, you know, lease up a residence unit and give them a smart credential or even a mobile credential to gain access into their resident base. And what's really great about that is you pick up some additional security features, right? You have the ability now to pull audits so you can see who has or has not entered, you know, a resident space. That's comfort for both the resident as well as for the property manager. You have the ability to pick up schedules. So you can, for example, make sure that your maintenance credential only works during, you know, certain work hours between maybe 10 and 2 in the afternoon. So you can work around resident schedules. And then you get the rekeying option, which means at that point in time, you know, with a traditional mechanical key, every time you have some type of change, like a resident moving out, you have to rekey that lock. Well, in the electronics world, you pick up that efficiency by you just, you know, you expire out that credential and it no longer works. So you save a lot of time and efficiency from that perspective. But from a resident's peace of mind, knowing that credentials can expire, that's a big first step. So these offline models really allow for that adoption. And in the aftermarket, that's where we're starting to see really a movement forward is how do we move from mechanical to electronics? And then what steps are required? Do I have to put in a lot of expensive infrastructure? No, you can take that first step and really adopt an offline model. And there are some caveats with that, obviously, and how many databases that you need to run, you know, is there perimeter system integrated to your resident system or not. But those are definitely steps that you can take to start, you know, honing in on how do we build additional electronics and security into your building.
So if someone has a property, let's kind of walk them through the process of at least the thought process of what they need to be looking for and what they're going to need to know in order to make that transition if they're contemplating going from mechanical to electronic. What would they need to be thinking about? What would they need to be? What information would they need to try and determine to see what it's going to take to get that transition made?
Sure. I think I'd look at it from, again, now looking at it from a security perspective, I'd look at it from a holistic viewpoint, or what is your game plan, right? So the first thing you want to do is fundamentally secure your perimeter. So the perimeter doors of your building, make sure there's access control. And at least for most properties that I'm walking into, all up and down the spectrum, everybody seems to at least have some type of perimeter electronic security in place. But if you don't, this is a great opportunity to align your long-term goals with your short-term goals. Once you look at the perimeter and decide what you're doing from an access control perspective, which buildings that you're going to apply, you know, access control to, whether it's real time or it's offline, the next logical step most people are concerned about, and this is where I get most of my questions, is what do I want to do at the resident door, right, at the apartment door? I want to put a smart lock on there, you know, and I'm looking to build that into my portfolio. As you had mentioned earlier, if nothing else, just to attract the resident, but also for those additional features from an efficiency perspective. I think for me, the number one thing that I definitely want to make sure people understand is you can make that step forward into, you know, an offline database and manage your building. Ideally, you want to start looking at if you have the ability to integrate your resident doors system to your main perimeter system. And that's an efficiency pickup. What that means is you have one single database or one system running both your resident doors as well as your perimeter doors. And what that allows you to do at this point in time is, you know, you're only entering a resident's name in once. Robert Golden and I'm creating a smart fob for Robert. That fob is going to work at the perimeter as well as the resident door, and there's an efficiency pickup, and you don't have to manage two databases. Managing two databases is not bad, right? A lot of properties today do manage two databases because they put their perimeter system in years ago, and now they're adopting electronics. But ideally, if you can get those things merged together and you're seeing more systems built for multifamily, and the fact that they are addressing that problem from a vertical market perspective allows for a lot more convenient use, and then allows you to really kind of take those steps forward. So generally, you know, number one, what are you doing around the perimeter? Number two, how do I want to adopt around the resident door? And like I said, a lot of people are using offline smart locks at this point in time. We have a feature, and it's common in the industry, called No Tour, meaning that every time you lease up a building or lease up an apartment, the property manager doesn't have to walk out to the actual resident door to upgrade the credentials on it. The credential itself will do that for you. So we've built in some efficiencies for the offline model. And then number three, if you get the ability to synchronize or integrate those two systems together, that just allows for a much more pleasant experience for the property manager. Above all, I would make sure that whatever system you pick is really easy for the property manager to consume, right? You don't need an enterprise commercial system, and obviously you don't want a single family system. You need something that was built for multifamily. So I'd double check and make sure that, you know, you get a demo of that software system. You can see how easy it is to create credentials or create schedules and allow you to really interact with it. I think those are really important steps. So you definitely want to see the software in action and how it works, and make sure that your staff knows how and is very comfortable using the system. I think those are all very important steps before we get into much more complicated things.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that we are going to have on our website, if they go to the episode page, if a listener goes to the episode page, there will be a special link to your website where they can take a look at what is offered, as well as, I'm assuming, figure out a way to get in contact with some experts to help them through this process. Is that right?
Absolutely. You know, we have our own sales teams today, and we work with the property managers and developers directly. We also have a team of partners. So we're kind of unique in that we have our own software system, you know, based on where you are in your use case and what you're trying to develop, that can do both the resident door as well as the perimeter system. And then we are an open ecosystem partner, meaning that we also connect to a number of other software systems that, you know, as your use cases change or as your maturity scale starts to say, hey, I want to go tackle smart apartment or, you know, very specific use cases around package delivery, I'm looking for this type of capability, we also transition over to partners. So we can bring a number of resources to the table to say, okay, what is it you're looking for? What are your pain points? You know, whether it's just basic adoption or whether you want to do something really advanced. And then we'll bring an army of experts to the table to help assist and really drive towards that solution.
You know, I was looking through the results of the survey that you had, and there was a couple of things in there that we've kind of danced around this a little bit, but it was a survey that was really directed at millennials, but you know, that's important to the multifamily industry, obviously. One of the things was the sense of safety, that 74% of millennials don't feel secure in their home, and only 9% are connected with electronic door locks. That's a huge gap. What do you think the future is, and how long is it going to take to adopt?
Yeah, I think that is the correlation. We are seeing an acceleration in the adoption, especially around that residential door, smart lock really being adopted at the door. We've seen, you know, a big swing in both new construction as well as aftermarket. But I think that sense of security really kind of goes around, hey, how easy is it for someone to duplicate a key? right? Who else may have my key to my apartment? Or if you're using, you know, pin codes or, you know, the old kind of push pin codes, you know, who else knows that and how often do they change it? I think back, and this is a long time ago, but I think back when I was renting, the front door to my apartment building was an old push code. And, you know, whether it was 0108, you know, how many other people had access to that over time? And so I think those things really crept into the survey. And then, like you said, we kind of back ended that with, look at this. You know, there's not a lot of adoption yet in electronics, even though we're seeing great growth. That means there's a huge potential for this marketplace to get out there and go after it. In new construction, we're almost dominated now on a resident lock being a smart deadbolt. Right? That just seems to be the norm. So it really comes down to how easy do we make it for the aftermarket, and then how do we accelerate that for everybody who wants to be able to start adopting.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to have to take a short break again. We are going to be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of home safe home, how millennial preferences are redefining multifamily living. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me today is an expert on our topic, Robert Galdon, Director of Multifamily Channel Strategy at Allegion U.S. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible, EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S., Rasa Floors, the professional flooring advisor specializing in make-ready replacement flooring for the multifamily industry throughout Texas and Oklahoma. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. WaterLogic, the smarter way to water, providing professional irrigation water management. And CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Robert, you know, we've talked about adoption and getting things in place on properties. So that happens. Where do they go from there? What's the next steps? What's the next logical way to take advantage of all this technology?
Well, I think when you start to look at, you know, if you have basic access control on your perimeter and you have it at the residence door, then how can you take that technology and use it to your advantage, whether you're trying to solve things like package delivery? And we know package delivery is exponentially growing. The online e-commerce segment, you know, the ability to be able to deliver those packages, that's a major headache for, you know, the property managers, but I don't see that slowing down anytime soon. So now if you could take your system and really have it work for you, both as a property manager as well as a resident, then that experience starts to really kind of change the game. I think the other thing that you want to think about is, you know, what's your credential strategy? And we're also seeing a large movement towards mobile credentials as the next wave of convenience, right? And so both of those things, I think, are areas that we probably want to explore, right? Using that technology to solve for things like package delivery, or using your credential strategy, especially a mobile credential, to really develop your next game plan moving forward as far as, you know, services as amenities and you know, satisfying that on-demand economy. But let's jump into maybe package delivery a little bit.
Okay.
And so we know that the industry's kind of really wrestled with this, right? Part of the survey shows how many packages are being delivered and how this, you know, economy and really this generation is really using the online services to deliver packages. And we've kind of created this full-time job for property managers around package delivery. But if you've got a good access control system, if you've got good security protocols in place, you can start to at least leverage some of the technology to help you there, right? Most places have package rooms. So do you have the ability to let a delivery person into your perimeter building that goes back to your access control and into that package room? And then we've seen other things spring up, whether we're talking about locker systems or, you know, shelving units inside that package room, whether we're talking about package services like third-party companies that will deliver packages on demand for residents, or whether you're talking about, you know, in-unit adoption. There are multiple avenues moving forward. I'm not quite sure there's a one-size-fits-all, right? We talked a little bit about new construction versus aftermarket. I think there's going to be a combination of things that you can utilize. But if you've got a really good, solid access control plan, if you've got a system that can enable that experience for both the resident as well as the delivery companies to be able to interact with your building seamlessly, and if you can unplug your property manager from spending as much time as they do on that final mile package delivery and allow them to concentrate back on their you know, day-to-day tasks for running the property, I think those are all big wins, right? And so that's where we're starting to see that adoption of, okay, now how do we utilize our access control system? Because if you're going to deliver a package, you need to be able to gain entry to the building. And then depending on where you go from there, whether it's to a locker bank or whether it goes to a package delivery room or whether ultimately it goes into the resident unit, you need to still be able to seamlessly access parts of the building, including if you do unit delivery, all the way down to the resident unit to enable that. And that's where all the access control world and the smart locks are really colliding with the technology side of this business for multifamily.
Have you gotten any feedback at all as far as the acceptance factor of the resident on allowing access to delivery people into there? I mean, maybe millennials are, I'm an old timer, so maybe millennials have a different feel than I do, but that would kind of, you know, probably until I got used to it, it would make me feel a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, there's definitely a trust campaign that needs to be built around that. And it's interesting if you look at some of the stats, but early adoption right now is fairly low. You know, we would estimate based on some numbers we've seen as low as 10% adoption to in-unit, maybe as high as 20 some odd percent, depending on what your population makeup looks like. But if you refer back to some of the stats, right, we'll trust a bonded cleaning service to come into our resident when we're not home, right? But we wouldn't trust a delivery person. So maybe the solution ends up being the mechanism around the delivery person. You know, and I'm going to kind of be a little futuristic here, but what if the delivery person was a trusted known entity for that property every time, right? Would you then start to change your views around, okay, go ahead and put the package inside my door? What if you had additional technology behind the door that showed, you know, for example, a camera that showed just someone stepping into the base of the door, putting the package down and stepping right out, right? So I think there's trust along those lines. But, you know, in-unit delivery, I don't expect to be the next hot topic to solve for package delivery. Like I said, I think you're going to see a spectrum of different solutions based on different use cases. What's most interesting, though, is if you can solve for in-unit, at least from a technical perspective, then package delivery starts to really change into, well, anything you want, right? I mean, you can make a package groceries or dry cleaning or pet services or whatever it may be. And so there is definitely a lot of chatter, a lot of talk, and in some cases, some strategic plans going in place where the ability to say, okay, these are services that I want to amenitize really for my residents and offer them to my residents to attract them to my property. And I want to go solve this problem from an access control perspective. And if we pre-vet who's delivering those services and those services can be trusted by the resident, then we expect to see an adoption rate and an expansion. And really, if you get some residents to start talking about, oh, you know what, I've had package delivery for the last 3 or 6 months, and it's great. I'm also getting my groceries delivered and some other things. That's where I think you'll start to see some acceleration of adoption. But it's absolutely around trust, and that trust campaign has to be pre-vetted out by the property, right? So I think you're on to something there, right? People are still kind of apprehensive about it, but we've even seen in-unit or I should say in-house deliveries really pick up. You know, Amazon kind of led the way with single family, and they are predicting that it will also probably happen in multifamily.
Well, you know, and going back to your survey, again, to remind our listeners, this is of millennials, just to for them to understand why this is such a hot topic as far as package delivery. It says 57% of millennials currently use a delivery service like Amazon, mostly for retail food and retail and food deliveries, but it also says that most receive an average of 1 to 2 packages per week. 63% receive 1 to 2 packages a week, and 39% have had packages stolen from their front door sometime in the past. So, I mean, it is a very, very hot topic, and of course, I can remember the time when nobody, you know, package delivery wasn't on the radar because everybody went to the store. Nobody was using a service like Amazon because it didn't exist. And it just shows how multifamily properties have got to be able to adapt to the changing technology that's out there and why it's such a, as I said, a hot topic.
Yeah, and if it continues to grow, there's no sustainable way to try to keep up with this, right? I mean, you can design a building today for package delivery with a larger package room and only to have that, you know, outsized in the next couple of years because of the adoption and acceleration of this. And then, you know, lockers, the same thing. There are some great locker solutions out there. They've gotten really slick with their ability to notify you in an app that you have a package in the locker. But once the package delivered in that locker is used up, and not all packages fit into a locker, right? So what do you do with oversized packages? You know, and it really starts to lead towards that next generation of, if you can solve for package delivery, and you mentioned it in there for groceries and other things, you really open up endless capabilities from a services perspective. And that's where I think the next generation of amenities will really head towards. It's that on-demand economy and the ability to generate some services that become those new experiences and things that the millennial generation, as well as other renters, may be interested in. It all starts around that trust campaign and obviously having the ability to seamlessly access the building, whether you're delivering a service, whether you're a resident, whether you're a property manager, all of those things commingle right now, and that's where we're really seeing an amazing adoption and why we're so excited in the locking industry of seeing this transition from mechanical to electronics.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, you know, you're talking about how quickly things are adopted as far as, you know, where we were when there was no Amazon to where we are today. And I can remember, actually, a few years ago, it was a company based out of Houston that was all over the news at Christmas time because they did not allow packages to be delivered to the office anymore. And that just started, I think, the whole locker industry for multifamily properties. But, you know, I hate to bring it up, but we got a pandemic going on right now. How is that going to change the way people feel about delivery, having things delivered as opposed to having to go out to the store?
Well, I think that's a great topic. Maybe on the other side we can jump into that.
All right, well, let's take a break right now. We're going to be back with our fourth and final segment of this episode of Multifamily right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com MFM.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, and we are discussing the topic of Home Safe Home, how millennial preferences are redefining multifamily living. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me today is an expert on the topic, Robert Galden, Director of Multifamily Channel Strategy for Allegion U.S. Robert, before the break, we were just touching on the fact that how the pandemic will accelerate potentially things like the need for package delivery and access because of the fact that nobody wants to go into a store and get exposed to anything. So what are you seeing in that?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing the headlines, you know, talk about how online ordering has surged, right? So that just in itself means more packages are going to be delivered. We're also seeing, you know, the use of new technologies and applications. So I can't go dine out tonight, but maybe I can use DoorDash to have food delivered, right? And so more and more of these services are starting to really push forward, and it really goes back to how do we enable those services to come to life on my property? How do I enable my residents to safely interact with those different services? And then what type of span of control does a property manager have? And that really points back to, you know, what are you doing from an access control system and how easy is it to administer those different things? You know, we're at a very unique time right now. The industry is starting to really adopt mobile credentials. The manufacturers and software teams have embedded mobile technology into their systems. And we've got the point now, or we're to the point where if you have a mobile credential plus an application, you've got the ability to really unlock a lot of these different solutions. And what I mean by that is even with the traditional smart credential or hard fob or, you know, a card, you still had to distribute those and maybe collect them back. With a mobile credential, you can virtualize all of that. You have the ability to send a mobile credential to obviously your resident, a known entity, or, you know, people on your staff, but you also have the ability to take advantage of mobile credentials from a guest management perspective, as well as a delivery service perspective, yet apply all of those same rules to access control and schedules, and maybe even use a one-time use mobile credential to enable this new experience. And so as we see the industry start to shift into various services that can be applied as an amenity, you can leverage that mobile credential, and then what I would say is the one app. Right. No one wants multiple apps for their experience. And what I mean by that, Paul, is you don't want one app to, for example, you have to open up one app to get into the building and then a separate secondary app to get into your resident unit and then a third app to pay your rent and then a fourth app to order your food or schedule a delivery or whatever it may be. We're starting to see developers really start to focus in on multifamily and build products specifically for the industry that allow for that one app experience. And that's really important for both the resident, because that's an experience that really delights them and attracts them to a property and maybe even keeps them retained in that property. And that's really important for the property manager, right? Because that one application, that integrated back end, those ecosystems of partners working together to make things very simply or very simple for the property is really important. That's where we're starting to see the power of, you know, an access control system with a mobile enabled credential, with software developers purposely building platforms for multifamily take hold. And I do believe that, unfortunately, maybe the silver lining in the pandemic is the adoption of these technologies to help solve problems and to help open up that technology world to a broader audience. We're already seeing it, for example, with, you know, virtual tours. Virtual tours have also moved towards, you know, self-tour or unattended showing. And again, the ability to send a mobile credential to a prospective client who wants to be able to gain access to the building, check out the building, check out the amenities, go check out the resident unit. You know, all of those things become, you know, not only an efficient way to run your property, but also an attractive way from a technology perspective. And in today's environment, it's a lower touch environment as well.
Yeah, I know when I go to Apartmentalize or, you know, last year, for instance, you walk down the aisles of the exhibits and there's, you know, all kinds of virtual touring companies out there. How is it all coordinated from the standpoint of to be able to coordinate everything with the different devices that are out there?
Yeah, that's where I'm a big fan of what we're starting to see, which are ecosystems of partners starting to build cross-platform functionality on the back end, right? And so, you know, on the front end, it's magic. But on the back end, you know, companies are starting to work together to build these formal partnerships to say, hey, if I'm in a property management software system, you know, whether it's Yardi, RealPage, and Entrata MRI, which, you know, pick your favorite flavor, you know, if that database seamlessly integrates back to the access control database, which seamlessly integrates to the smart apartment database, all of those things are working together all the way back to that customer facing app. Those things in the back end, that's where we're starting to see this acceleration. So our company, some like-minded companies, we're building these partnerships and saying, listen, there is not one technology flavor that really meets every need. So let's build it through companies that core best practices allow for this interoperability, and then the ability for a property manager or developer or owner to choose what best solves their pain points and to navigate that through these partnerships. I think that's where you're going to see a lot of acceleration over the next couple of years is companies building those back-end ecosystems. I think you're going to hear a lot about prop tech and ecosystems and how we can enable this technology to really be taken advantage of for this industry. The other thing I think is really important is we're really starting to see a definition of companies building for multifamily, right? Not an adoption of a single family technology, not an adoption of a commercial technology, but purpose-built multifamily technology, because this environment is uniquely its own, right? It's not single family, and it's definitely not commercial. It's a blend of the two that have its own problems and use cases with two really distinct customers you have to solve for. You have to solve for the resident experience, obviously, but you also have to solve for the property manager experience. And that's where I think multifamily is really going to be able to showcase how it can accelerate in this space.
You know, we've got a couple of minutes left. I've got a question that I think is going to be important for everybody, because you mentioned this early on, maybe in the first segment. With everything that's been going on with the pandemic, just makes even more sense right now, because revenues are going to be down, rent collection is down. How can doing something like this, mobile access, help to increase the NOI? You mentioned that it can affect NOI. How does that happen?
Yeah, so we see a couple different ways. Obviously, from a pure security standpoint, there's always been an efficiency from not having to go out and rekey a bunch of locks whenever you have a transition, or God forbid if you actually lost a key from that perspective. So electronic locks and the, you know, use of smart credentials or mobile credentials eliminates that from a risk as well as a cost perspective. We've seen things like audit trails help lower risk as well, because obviously if you can show a resident, you know, no one's been in your apartment today, you know, there's some give take there as well. But as we start to look at these new efficiencies, whether you're solving for package delivery, and even if you were to take a percentage of time that a property manager now does not have to handhold a package, has to deliver a package. I mean, if you think about all the steps, you have to receive the package, store the package, track the package, let the resident know that the package is here, wait for the resident to pick up the package, find the package, and deliver the package. I mean, that's a lot of work. And if you can use technology to, you know, eliminate those steps or reduce those steps and the amount of time that's involved, that's a huge contribution back to NOI. We're starting to see things like self-tour or unattended showing. You know, there's a stat I think we saw out there last year in the industry that said, you know, X percentage, maybe as high as 40% more likely to lease out a resident if, you know, if someone has the ability to self-tour. You're not waiting for someone to call and say they need to schedule, and you've got more opportunities to delight that customer because they're able to come out on their own time, on their own terms. So there's multiple ways, I think, that moving into this kind of seamless access environment contributes to the NOI. And then on the flip side, the really exciting part is if you can take some of these services and use that to attract residents as well as retain residents, there may be additional value in that from a rent perspective as well as just the long-term maintenance of that resident. You know, I really love my experience at XYZ property. I want to stay within their portfolio because it's that good, right? Those type things obviously you know, are huge contributors back to NOI, right? Because every time you have to release a property, that's, you know, you're not running at 100% efficiency at that point in time. You want to be able to delight that customer from an experience perspective. This next technology gen savvy, you know, resident is going to look for those types of experiences. And I think those are huge contributions back to NOI.
That all makes sense. And that's important. We just got a couple of minutes left. I want to let our listeners know a little bit about you, how you got involved in multifamily, as well as tell us about Allegion and how you can work with multifamily properties.
Sure, love to. So 17 years in commercial security applications, the last 2 to 3 really concentrated on multifamily. And really, for me, that was the eye-opening experience. Coming from a big commercial application where I worked on some of the largest projects in the world, including airport and bank security and high-rises and a number of other things within the government, into multifamily, what I found out was I thought you can just apply commercial solutions to the multifamily space, and how hard can it be? Multifamily itself is a very unique area, and it further underscored for me that, again, it's not a residential application, it's not a commercial application, it's in itself a subset of its own unique issues and problems, and optimistically, a lot of excitement around adoption. And that's where I think this industry is really amazing, because it has the ability to showcase, you know, what it can go do and really kind of lead moving forward. And so in charge of our multifamily strategy here at Allegion, you can find us on our website. If you just Google, the easiest way to find our multifamily page is just to Google Allegion, A-L-L-E-G-I-O-N, space multifamily, and it takes you right to our multifamily website. We make a number of different fire and life safety devices, including we are the parent company for Schlage-Lock, and we have a new set of mobile-enabled. So when we talked about those mobile credentials, our locks are now mobile-enabled, which means you can use a mobile credential with our locks moving forward. And then we make a ton of other great devices like, you know, doors and frames and door closers and exit devices, fire exit devices. So a number of products that we bring to market, as well as collaborate with partners from a software perspective, as well as have our own software, and we're building those things out for the multifamily segment.
Well, that's fantastic. Robert, I really appreciate you being on the show today. Great information for our listeners. Unfortunately, I won't get to see you at Apartmentalize this year since they have postponed it. Maybe I'll see you in Dallas if you're going to be there for that. Anyway, it's been a great show, and we'll look forward to having you back on in the future. We are going to end it here. I want to let our listeners know that we will be back next week with another great guest and great topic. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.